Chapter 4. Whitaker thought of Harry. Bent hulk of a man, he lived in pain all his waking hours, turned inward, too stubborn to permit a doctor to fix him. Each year, over the past 30, he must have become more embittered, more convinced of his role as the savior of the planet. Nothing was more frightening than blind belief. "Ted, go to the cops, the FBI," Sarah said. "This is beyond you." "You don't understand. I can't just turn him in. He's still Harry, my friend. We went through the 60s together, just the two of us. He was always there for me. When I had no money, he lent me some. When I got thrown out of my apartment for non-payment of rent, I moved in with him. I was there when Damon, Harry's kid, kicked the winning goal for his soccer team. We spent hours together, smoking pot, muttering about dialectics, semblance, essence. Funny. Today you hide from people with your fiction, yet then you were so close to this crazy guy. Maybe it was the times, and I've lost something over the years. An intimacy. Real human connection beyond images. At least now I have you." Sarah laughed.
"I'm not enough?"
"That's not what I'm saying. I know what you're saying, and I appreciate it. It's not like I have a lot of friends, real friends. Unlike you, I spend most of my day talking with people. Comes with the job, and I enjoy it. They're acquaintances, not friends. Deep down, we may not be that different." "When I saw Harry, I wanted so much to connect, to do as he wanted me to do, so we could be friends again. But I couldn't. All the more reason to find him, stop him, save your friend, save his victims. You have no choice." "No cops," Whitaker said. "At least not now. I've got to try to talk to him, drink with him, maybe. Just maybe ease his anger."
"And if you fail?"
"I just don't know what I'll do.
Hesitation at that point could condemn tens of thousands to their deaths."
"I know."
"You think you could find him?"
Sarah asked. "I can find him. There's the Oregon plates, the young woman named Joan, his undoubted connections to the Echo Radicals, and there's Toad. Who's